On Monday, Bob Mondello joined us to talk about the best films of 2006. Now, Hollywood's final numbers are in, and he's here to talk about the most popular films, two different things. Bob, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Now, I understand that the film with the highest box office take by a lot was Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Come to join me, crew, lad. Welcome aboard.
I'm here to find the man I love.
I'm deeply flattered, son, but my first and only love is the sea.
So this took in more than $1 billion worldwide. Could you round out the list for us?
Well, sure. There were two other pictures that fall into the same category, which is basically big, extravagant, computer-generated effects pictures. X-Men, The Last Stand, and Superman Returns. They were both enormous. And then there were four animated pictures. That was the biggest category in the top 10 this year for the first time, I think, ever. There was Cars, Ice Age, The Meltdown, Happy Feet, and Over the Hedge. And then there was one light comedy, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, which is just it's a big, silly picture. One James Bond picture, Casino Royale, also pretty silly. And then there is only one allegedly serious picture, The Da Vinci Code. I didn't like it very much, but the public seems to have.
I want to go back to the four animated films mm-hmm. that you mentioned. When you look at these films and compare them to the kids' fair that was offered, say, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. these films taken together are very impressive in terms of the animation and also the storylines.
Oh, that's true. And in fact, they actually go back to something that, or one of them does, goes back to something that used to be very popular, which is this, you do a song and dance number in the big musical. Happy Feet is all about a penguin that can dance really well, but who really can't sing.
I'm a family.
What's he doing?
Somebody.
I think he's singing.
I'm not singing. That's not singing.
Yeah, I heard an animal once do that, but then they rolled him over. He was dead.
Yeah.
This year has been just enormous for computer animated pictures. There have been 12 or 14 of them, I think. It's a very big year for that, just generally. It's just become a very popular genre, which is overtaking, I think, the big action adventure film that has been the big genre for many, many years.
Now, the other films on the list, the Legend or the Ballad of Ricky Bobby, was that surprising to you that it sold that many tickets?
Well, I'm always surprised when a picture that strikes me as not one of the world's greatest gets there. Or actually, I guess I shouldn't be, really. But no, it's not surprising. There's always a dumb boy comedy. Something for the 18-year-old in all of us.
A DBC.
Yes. And there's always one of those in the top 10. Actually, this is not an extraordinary year in this respect, except for the fact that there are more animated films than usual. If you look back through the last few years, you have, in 2005, you have a Star Wars movie, a Harry Potter movie, and King Kong. In 2004, you have Shrek 2 and Spider-Man and The Incredibles. So it's like these kinds of pictures are almost always a big deal. That wasn't true, say, a decade ago.
There must be a deeper story here, Bob, when we look at this list of films. What's going on?
Well, I have a theory about it, that the idea of spectacle in the Cineplex is coming back into vogue in the way that it did back in the 1950s, and for much the same reason. The rationale back then was television had come on the scene. These even though they had little tiny screens and it was all black and white, they were worried about this new art form was going to steal their thunder. Well, now you have small screens again on iPods, on cell phones, on all kinds of things that are able to show movies. And what they're making with these pictures, these big blockbuster-type pictures, is films that aren't going to look particularly good on a small screen. And obviously the new paradigm is that you'll also sell the DVD and you'll watch it on your 54-inch screen at home and all of that, so that there are other options. But they want you to see it on the big screen first so that you know what you're looking for when you see it in these smaller ones.
So when we look at this top 10 list, what we're really looking at is a Hollywood survival strategy.
I think that's absolutely true.
NPR's film critic, Bob Mondello. Bob, always good to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure.